with our story about Joseph. And Ali has lent me her wonderful multicoloured coat, aka umbrella. So I'm going to wear it for the moment just to remind you who it is that we're talking about. And I'm going to read from a new book that I bought at New Wine. I am getting to the age where my arms are not quite long enough for my eyes. So I bought myself a new Bible with really big writing. And it's wonderful because I don't have to put my glasses on to read it. So I thought, I'm going to do the reading this morning from my lovely new Bible. We're reading from Genesis chapter 37 and starting at verse 12. Now, Joseph's brothers had gone off to graze their father's flock near to Shechem. And Israel said to Joseph, "As you know, your brothers are grazing their flocks near Shechem. Come, I'm going to send you to them." "Very well," he replied. So he said to him, "Go and see if all is well with your brothers and the flocks, and bring word back to me." Then he sent him off to the valley of Hebron. When Joseph arrived at Shechem, a man found him wandering around in the fields and asked him, "What are you looking for?" He replied, "I'm looking for my brothers. Can you tell me where they're grazing their flocks?" "They've moved on from here," the man answered. "I heard them say, 'Let's go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers and found them near Dothan. But they saw him in the distance, and before he reached them, they plotted to kill him. "Here comes that dreamer," they said to each other. "Come now, let's kill him and throw him into one of these cisterns and say that a ferocious animal devoured him. Then we'll see what comes of his dreams." When Reuben heard this, he tried to rescue him from their hands. "Let's not take his life," he said. "Don't shed any blood. Throw him into this cistern here in the wilderness, but don't lay a hand on him." Reuben said this to rescue him from them and take him back to his father. So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the ornate robe he was wearing, and they took him and threw him into the cistern. The cistern was empty and there was no water in it. As they sat down to eat their meal, they looked up and saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead. Their camels were loaded with spices, balm and myrrh, and they were on their way to take them down to Egypt. Judah said to his brothers, "What will we gain if we kill our brother and cover up his blood? Come, let's sell him to the Ishmaelites and not lay our hands on him. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh and blood." His brothers agreed. So when the Midianite merchants came by, his brothers pulled Joseph up out of the cistern and sold him for 20 shekels of silver to the Ishmaelites, who took him to Egypt. When Reuben returned to the cistern and saw that Joseph wasn't there, he tore his clothes. He went back to his brothers and said, "The boy isn't there. Where can I turn now?" Then they got Joseph's robe, slaughtered a goat, and dipped the robe in the blood. They took the ornate robe back to their father and said, "We found this. Examine it to see whether it's your son's robe." He recognized it and said, "It is my son's robe. Some ferocious animal has devoured him. Joseph has surely been torn to pieces." Then Jacob tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and mourned for his son many days. All his sons and daughters came to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. "No," he said, "I will continue to mourn until I join my son in the grave." So his father wept for him. Meanwhile, the Midianites sold Joseph in Egypt to Potiphar, one of the Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard. Well, that's quite a story, isn't it? It reminded me of those kind of good news, bad news stories. You know, the ones like, did you hear about the man who jumped out of the aeroplane because it was on fire? Terrible news, the aeroplane's on fire, but it's okay because he had a parachute. Might have looked a bit like this. So that was good news. But the bad news was that the parachute had a tear in it. Oh no, so he fell down towards the ground. But the good news was that he saw below him a huge stack of hay bales. Phew, he thought, it's going to be okay, good news. But then the bad news was there was a pitchfork in the hay bales. Oh no. Oh, but the good news was that he was going to miss the pitchfork. Hooray. The bad news was that he was going to miss the hay bales too. So I think for Joseph, this story is a bit like that. There was good news and there was bad news. The good news to begin with was that Joseph was obedient. His dad asked him to do something and he went off to do it. He went to find his brothers, and when they weren't where he expected them to be, he didn't just give up and go home and say, oh, dad, I couldn't find them, never mind. He carried on looking for them. The bad news was that his brothers were very, very jealous. They wanted to be able to walk around in cloaks like this. They didn't see why Joseph should be the one that got the nice cloak. And Joseph was the one who told on them when they did things they shouldn't do. So they were very cross and very jealous. And jealousy is a very ugly emotion. When people are jealous, it makes them do ugly things sometimes. They plotted to kill their brother. But the good news was that Reuben was there. He was the oldest brother, and he had a rescue plan. He said to them, don't kill him, just put him in this cistern. Now, who knows what a cistern is? You've probably got at least one in your house. Everyone has at least one cistern in their house. What's a cistern? Can you tell me over there? Perfect. It's where the water is for the toilet. So, you know the big box behind the loo? That's the cistern that fills up with water. Well, actually, it wasn't that kind of cistern that they put Joseph in. They put him in a well. But the well wasn't the sort of wishing well type of thing that you might think of with bricks that come up and a little roof and a bucket that winds down. It was a big hole in the ground that filled up with water. So they put him in there, and Reuben thought, if they put him in there, when they've all forgotten about him, I can rescue him and take him home. That would have been good news. But the bad news was that before Reuben got a chance to rescue Joseph from this big, deep hole, his brothers saw some traders coming by. And not only did they really hate Joseph, but they were quite greedy. And they thought, we could make some money here. We could sell him. And then we'll have some money to buy whatever we like. And we won't have him around anymore either. Win-win. So when Reuben came back to rescue Joseph and discovered he wasn't there, he was really upset. Oh no, what am I going to do? But the brothers had taken Joseph's coat off him before they sold him, because they rather liked the coat. And they thought, I know what we'll do to keep ourselves out of trouble, because we don't want Dad to find out what we've done. We're going to get some blood and put it on the coat, and we're going to take it home and say to Dad, oh no, Dad, look what we found. And that's just what they did. And if you look very carefully at the story, they don't say Joseph has been killed and eaten and he's dead. They just show the coat to their dad and say, oh, Dad, look what we found. And he says, oh, no, I think something terrible's happened to Joseph. And he goes into mourning because he loved him so much. In the meantime, Joseph has been sold by the brothers to the traders. And they've taken him off, and they are going to sell him just as if he was one of those other things they carried. It said in the story that they were carrying myrrh and spices and balm, and they were taking them down to Egypt to sell. And as far as they were concerned, Joseph was just another thing they could sell, not a person at all. So poor old Joseph has gone from being his dad's favourite son with a wonderful coat to being just like something in a box that might be delivered by Amazon. That's not great for him, is it? I think this story leaves us with a few questions. It asks us some questions about ourselves. It asks us some questions about the world in which we live. And it asks a very big question about God. And I think the question it asks us about ourselves is, do we sometimes get a bit jealous? Do we sometimes do things that we shouldn't do because we're just thinking about ourselves? Do we sometimes use other people to get what we want? I think it asks us a question about our world. This is a story of slavery, and I thought before the service, oh, I'll just look up on my phone and see how many people live in slavery today around the world. And the answer is shocking. Apparently there are 45.8 million people in slavery today. I think that's more than there have been at any other time in history. We think of slavery as something that used to happen. It's not. It's something that happens today. A third of people who are trafficked are children. A third of the people who are trafficked in our world today are children. Into all sorts of horrible situations, made to work for other people, not cared for, treated as if they were things, not people. And the majority of people who are sold or trafficked are sold by somebody they know and trust. So in some countries, families will sell their children. They don't love them like Jacob loved Joseph. They sell them. And I think that's so sad. And we need to be careful with the way that we live, the things that we buy, the things that we take for granted, the things that we allow to happen in our world. And where we can act, we should. And the other thing that it tells us is something, well, the question it asks is a question about God. And the big question, I think, for a lot of people when they read this story is, where was God? Where was God when Joseph, who was just doing what he was supposed to be doing, being obedient, doing what his father asked, got thrown into a well by his horrible brothers? Where was God when they sold him like a piece of something, and he went off with those traders and became a slave? Where was God? People today might say, where is God when my life feels like bad news, not good news? Well, God was there. And if you read the rest of the story in Genesis, we're going to go through the rest of it as this month goes on, we'll see just where God was. Because he had a plan. And everything that happened to Joseph, God turned around and used in an amazing way. This isn't the end of Joseph's story. And for us, when we're feeling like everything's going wrong, We need to hang on to the fact that it isn't the end of our story either. That sometimes things go well, sometimes they go badly. But God is still with us in the ups and the downs. And we know that he will never let us go. However bad it gets, however difficult it is, in the end, God is there and always will be with us, holding out hope of eternal life, of a future with him. And that's really, really good news.